You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Clonmel, a jumps card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, mate. It's a bit cloudier than yesterday. Must admit, blazing sunshine took the dog out this morning, and then we're going to get quite a bit of rain, aren't we, during the course of the day, moving up from the south. Whether Clonmel gets any, which is the most important point, is up to question. I think it's largely south. West, maybe a little bit in Ireland later on, but I think they might just get away with it.
Yeah. You're on your way to Leeds as well today. You're in the William Hill Radio Studios, and I can tell you it's absolutely belting here in Leeds.
Really?
It's cracking the pavement.
Belting as in?
Beaming sunshine,
oh, right,
blue
sorry,
sky.
Yeah, I think if you're saying it's belting, I thought it was belting down.
Oh, no, no. No, I've been in Yorkshire. It's belting up here.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, it's going to change tomorrow, though.
Yeah,
the forecast isn't so good for, I think, majority of tomorrow is you're going to be covered in clouds and showers. So.
Yeah, I was looking for York and they were expecting rain, so make the most of it by staying in the studio till 9 o'clock. Anyway, what'd you make of Clonmel tonight, Andy?
Not a great card. Typical provincial jump card. Not many quality horses running. Difficult handicaps. My best bet comes in the 6.05. And yeah, hopefully that'll win and plop me way through the rest.
All right, well, let's get stuck into it. The first race is the 5.35. We start here with the maiden hurdle of the extended 2 miles. And I imagine Exaro is going to be somewhere near the top of the betting. We've just taken the prices down at the moment online, Andy. But what do you make of the 5.35?
Yeah, this one is very much Exaro's to lose on all known form. He doesn't have a great deal to beat. And he ran in a useful maiden hurdle of the day, won by Monster Egg Emporig, who had done some good speed figures the time before. And it was just the distance and the changing ground, which I thought did for Henry de Bromhead's charge. He travelled like the best horse in the race until just getting mugged late on by a strong stayer. If you go back to his previous run early on in the campaign behind Sub-Lieutenant at Thurles when the ground was good, that was probably his career best effort. And under similar conditions tonight, good ground over this minimum distance, then this gelding by Presenting, who looks a chaser in the future, should really get off the mark here. This will be a bitter blow to Connections if he doesn't. Obviously, we've got to keep an eye on Theatre Princess, who's been playing the trade in point to points to a good standard. And she actually won as little as a couple of weeks ago as well in a five-runner race. And Mickey Winters obviously has got to be respected. He of Rebel Fitz fame, of course. But yeah, this is very much all about Exaro. And hopefully, favourite backers won't be bowled at Googly in the first.
Exaro to get us off to a winning start then in the 5.35. The 6.05 is the second race. This is a handicap hurdle of the extended 2 miles. Bit of a nibble on Tempo Mac at the top of the betting. 11-4 into 5-2 this morning. 9-2 for Stay With It. Santo Prince is 10s with Time for Books and Islip. It's 12-1 for Carried. 14s for Sharjah and a Fat Cat. And 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who would you side with in an open race for the second one?
Yeah, I'd probably have to make Tempo Mac my strongest recommendation on the card. Having tipped this horse at Kilbeg in the last day, only to see him fall at the second last when seemingly going the best. It obviously went the way of Stay With It in the end, but you'd be a brave man to suggest that Gordon Elliott's charge wouldn't have won that race the way he was going. And it certainly wouldn't have been a win out of turn either, even though he's yet to win 11 starts. He's been knocking at the door. He ran really well at the Ferry House Festival behind Bog War, of course, followed up that victory with a win at the Punchestown Festival. He then ran in that race at Clonmel over this course and distance behind Damo in a strongly run race. The second has won subsequently Lucky Pat, flooring a short price favourite at Punchestown the other night. So every which way you strip it down, this is a really good chance for Tempo Mac. He obviously meets Stay With That on better terms if you're a weights and measures man. And with the Gordon Elliott team largely in good form and the ground as it stands going to be very much in Tempo Mac's favour, i.e. decent ground, I don't think there's going to be too much in the way of showers, then barring accidents, you'd expect a massive, massive run here from £10 back tonight. So let's go with Gordon Elliott's charge. Hopefully he won't feel any ill effects of that fall the other night when he was going really well. And he should be good enough, hopefully, to take that 6.05.
Tempo McFranny then in the 6.05. The third race on the card is the 6.35. This is another handicap hurdle. This one's over 2.5 miles, though. And Colm's Dream heads the market at 7-2. 4-1 for As It Happens. Borussia is 8-1 with Calabra Cross. Miss Peacetime is 8-1 as well, but that one is a reserve. As is Call Him Paddy, who's 10-1. It's 12s for Gold Class. Discover Wexford is 14s with Sister Annie and Dawn Flyer. And then it's 16-1, our bigger prices for the others. But I will mention that Last Move has been shortened from 25s into 16s this morning, so a bit of a move there. Who would you side with in the 6.35?
Yeah, it's an interesting outsider win, well backed. Has got a little bit of form as well, so one to keep an eye on. But I'll go with As It Happens from the Lean Casey stable. Horse who's been doing really well in the point to point Hunter Chase Fear of late. And he translated those good efforts over the larger obstacles with an excellent run over the brush hurdles the other day down in Tramore. He was the only one that could offer any resistance to the banging form Gordon Elliott trained Eshtihal. And the pair of them were well clear, but I like the way he travelled through that race. Andrew Wing was also at pains to take him as wide as he possibly can, i.e. to find the better ground. The ground was on the easy side that day. And I do think this good moving son of Cloudings is a much better horse on better ground. And with conditions bang on tonight, the trip looked to be absolutely perfect. Shouldn't have any problems with the track. He's run one here five times. Then As It Happens, around about the 4-1 mark, makes sense to back him each way in what looks a competitive 6.35.
On to the 7.05 next, and we're over the fences here. This is a beginner's chase over 3 miles. Easter Hunt at the top of the betting at 5-2. 7-2 for Gold Patrol. Mel's Theatre is also 7-2. It's 7-1 for Corrigs. Definite Treasure 9-1, and 10s or bigger for the others. What do you make of this race, Andy? Because Easter Hunt at the top of the market doesn't seem the most reliable. What do you make of it?
Yeah, he's not the most straightforward of characters. When we get a good run from Mouse Morris's six-year-old, then obviously he sets a fair standard. But it's been very much few and far between in recent times. He pulled up three starts back over the large obstacles at Kilbeggan, which obviously has to be a concern. Therefore, Mouse Morris returned him to hurdles, and he's been much better. Third at Kilbeggan and then fifth in a good race at Punchestown the other day. But he's back over fences today. He's very much a bit of a worry for short price favourite backers. With that in mind, I'm going to go with Mel's Theatre from the Colin Bow stable. A winner at Sligo over hurdles the other day. Staying on very strongly in the latter stages. She didn't look as though she was going to reel back the favourite Definite Earl on the running, but with a power pack finish, she got there quite comfortably in the end and was winning going away. She's got some good form in the point-to-point field as well, so fences shouldn't be an issue. And this is a big chance to make a splash in this department. It doesn't look a particularly strong race either. Colin Bowe's also got Gold Patrol in the race. He'd absolutely can't pick these up and carry him on his best hurdle form, but he's been bang out of sorts of late, including a desperate round of jumping at Roscommon the other day. So it could well be that Mel's Theatre is the main and the strongest representative from that particular stable. Obviously one or two others in with a chance, but I'll go with Mel's Theatre. She seems quite a straightforward horse, and many in this race don't.
Right, Mel's Theatre for Andy then. In that one, the 7.40 is the fifth race on the card. This is another beginner's chase. This one's over 2 miles. And Belgrove, 11-4 favourite. 7-2 for Tiger Trek. Radari is 4-1. 11-2 for Mind the Pennies and Utmost Zeal. 13-2 for Dame Firth. And 25-1 and double figure prices for the others. You could make a case for plenty of these, Andy. So who would you go with?
I would go with Tiger Trek from the Sandra Hughes stable. I think this horse has just been basing in our biding his time over hurdles in preparation for his career over fences, which he's very much been trained for. This is absolutely ideal for him as well. Decent ground, fairly weakish beginner's chase in the middle of the summer when the ground's good. And Sandra Hughes usually often does well with this kind of horse. Seafood, for instance, who runs in these same colours, was a similar type to Tiger Trek, ran about a 120 horse over hurdles, and he did really well in the summer jumping months. And he comes here for a good run in a decent race down in Wexford the other day. Went the way of Salita. Horse actually I napped on the day, if I remember rightly. And back in second was a horse called Coracor, who's subsequently gone on to win a couple of chases for Gordon Elliott following that run at Wexford. So let's hope that Tiger Trek can do the same. Belgrove obviously going to be popular with a decent effort the other day down in Fairy House, but the fact that he got beat by Conquer Club, who went into that race about a 25 race maiden, suggests that form's a bit iffy. Utmost Zeal will probably blast off in front as he often does. It may well be like the Game Changer that the larger obstacles brings about a better kind of horse than what have we seen other hurdles. But for now, he's very much one to avoid. So this looks at Tiger Trex. Not to lose, but it's certainly a good opportunity for him to make a splash in the chasing division.
Tiger Trek for Andy then in the 7:40. The 8:15 is the penultimate race. This is a handicap chase over 2 miles. It's for 5-year-olds and older, rated 0-102. And Diamond Dame is the 13-8 market leader, supported from 2-1 this morning. 5-1 for Araglen Lad. Kia Count is 5-1 as well, as is Dark Outsider. A bit of a nibble on Island Peak, who's 10s into 9s. It's 10s for Via del Corso and 16-1 for Irish Soul and Inshivara. Is this a decent opportunity for Diamond Dame to return to winning ways, Andy?
Yes, I'd have to agree with that, Mark. Yeah, again, another particularly strongly contested race, and Diamond Dame's form of late certainly suggests that she could be good enough to make a massive impact. And she's a worthy favourite based on her last two runs over fences. She's got a handicap mark of 99, which can obviously be exploited. She's won or run well off similar marks over hurdles. And she certainly seems to be getting her act together over the larger obstacle. Third behind Flax and Flair, obviously a very useful horse down in Downroll on a third start over fences. And followed that up with another good run the other day, jumping soundly behind Best Value at Limerick, who's obviously a horse in great form at the moment and does run the track particularly well. What we can say as well about Diamond Dame, it comes from a stable in great form at the moment. Shark Hamlin seems to have his team in great order. And dropping back in trip as well, certainly won't inconvenience this mare by King's Best, whose best form up to now has come over 2 miles. So everything looks set fair for Diamond Dame to run a huge race. Ground, track, trip and well-being are all in place, and looks a worthy favourite around about the 7-4 mark this morning.
The final race is the 8:50. We finish with a bumper over the extended 2 miles, and Deputy's Pass heads the market at 2-1. 100-30 for Lockmore Queen. It's Hard to Know is 8-1. 10-1 for Tornado Challenge. Burnbridge Hotel is 12s and 14s or bigger for the others. Is Deputy Pass the one to beat if fit from the layoff, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the take back on that performance this morning, sent off even money and got beat by Sandy Mount Duke. Obviously, it was a bit of a shock at the time, but as we've seen, Sandy Mount Duke's very much gone the right way for the Jessica Harrington stable. Subsequently, of course, winner over hurdles the other night at Punchestown. But you're taking on trust, aren't you, that this horse is fit enough to do itself justice after a bit of a layoff. Alan Fleming's horses are generally in good form at the moment, so that's less than the worry blow. But I'd probably side with Lockmore Queen out of the front two in the market based on her current well-being, with a good run the other night behind Thumbstone Blues, Dad and Kilbegan. That was quite a keenly contested race with plenty of fancied horses. And I like the way that she kept on in the latter stages on the softening ground. I think better ground will suit, being by King's Theatre. And with a decent pilot on board as well, it could bookend the card for Henry de Bromhead, who obviously got a strong claim to take the first race in the shape of Exaro.
All right, let's, as usual, Andy, have a quick summary of your selections before you go.
Yeah, it looks a good opportunity for Henry de Bromhead to top and tail the card. He's got a strong fancy in the first with Exaro, who is the selection. In the 6:05, best bet on the card in the nap of the night goes the way of Tempo Mac, who was in the process of winning the other day when tipping up at Kilbegan. In the 6:35, tricky old handicap here, but I'll take it as it happens each way around about the 4-1 mark after a good run the other day down in Tremor. We then go over the larger obstacles, and I'll go with Mel's Theatre, representing the Colin Bowe stable, following a good win at Sligo last time out. In the 7:40, I'll take a chance that Sandra Hughes has got Tiger Trek skipping and jumping for his first run over fences in that beginners. In the 8:15 handicap chase, I'll go with Diamond Dame from the informed Shark Hand stable. In the final race, another yard in great form, hopefully boosted by that win in the first with Exaro, with Lockmore Queen representing Henry de Bromhead in the last.
Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy Clonmel today, and we'll look forward to hearing you on William Hill Racing Radio this afternoon.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a good day.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.